It is right now time for sports with Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I've been billing this morning's sports report as the Blues and the Belmont. WWWBBBBs. I've got to tell you, the Blues. Did you watch the game last night?
Yes, I did.
Now
Bruins got screwed.
I was going to say, what did you think about that call? That non-call, actually.
Awful. You can't not make that call. You have to make that call. The guy got slew-footed, tripped, whatever you want to call it, blatantly, and you could see in right behind it was the referee looking square at it. I don't know, maybe there was an attractive woman in the first three rows he was looking at instead, was in the sight line, because he definitely missed that call. I have no horse in the race. That was an awful call to make in the game five that's as pivotal as this one was. So the Blues come up with the win 2-1. The Bruins scored after that because that goal made it 2-0. Blues, they put on some pressure at the end, but the Blues didn't let them get a nice chance within the last 30 seconds, and the Blues come away with the win in Boston last night, although it is marred.
That's a big win, though.
Oh, of course it is. Whoever wins game five in the 2-2 series wins the Stanley Cup 72% of the time. That's why I mean to not make that call. That's bad. That's really bad.
All right, so we can go from the Blues to a little bit of baseball probably, and then to Belmont. Anything in baseball you want to go over?
Yeah, the Yankees finally beat Toronto yesterday.
Yeah.
Beat them 6-1. They beat them, I think it was 6-2 or
6-2,
something like that.
I think it was 6-2, yeah.
And they finally got themselves on the winning ways. But if you look at the standings, while the Yankees were getting beat in Toronto, the Red Sox have been winning, and they cut that down to 6.5 games. So last week this time we were talking about the Red Sox going into double digits and fading away. 6.5 is a lot more surmountable of a games behind to catch up to. So that this was a good streak at the right time for the Red Sox, and that's the big thing is when teams are ahead of you, you have to win when they lose, and the Yankees opened the door a little bit, and the Red Sox, they went through it.
All right. Should we go on to the Belmont?
No, there's some other
okay.
stuff. Dallas Keuchel finally got signed by the Braves.
So the
Yankees will not get Keuchel. He went to Atlanta. Good move for Atlanta. They're two games behind the Phillies. Any shift in power could win that division because it's an awful division.
Yes.
So if he can produce at all for the Braves, it's going to give him a good shot because with the $9 billion man, the Phillies only have a two-game lead.
Yeah, just imagine. It is a horrible division.
Awful. Just awful. When you see the National League East coming up on your schedule, I think the players salivate on the other teams.
All right. So that's the baseball.
Basketball. When do they play again?
Is it tonight? I don't follow it that much.
I think it is tonight.
How about that?
I know hockey doesn't play again until Sunday.
The co-owner of the team being fined $500,000 and banned.
For what?
He went after one of the players after the game was over.
His own players?
One of the Golden State coaches. No, I think went after one of the Toronto players.
Okay. Well, I guess he's a sore loser.
Yeah, 500. That's a lot of smackos. I don't care if you're an owner or not. $500,000 is a pretty big fine.
Justifiably so. That doesn't give you the right to go after a player unless it's on your own team for not producing. But if you're going after somebody for beating you, time to grow up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a call to the post from Mr. Cossey now.
Yeah, let's do some races for tomorrow. I'll be there, so we'll see. This could be a one-and-done trip for Belmont for me. I hope it's not as crowded as it I think it's going to be, but I'll make the best of it in the clubhouse. Eighth race tomorrow is the Grade 2 True North, 6.5 furlongs. 6.5 furlongs is an interesting distance. Your 6-furlong horses get extended another half a furlong, and that's not good. And your distance horses get a little bit extra, so that's a little bit help. Looking into this race, a couple horses I'm looking at. Whitmore's probably going to be the favorite in this race. And like I said, if you look at his distance, he's run this distance at Belmont. He ran second last year to Imperial Hint. Imperial Hint was the best sprinter in the world last year this time. He's not this year. This horse is coming off two nice works at Churchill Downs. This horse is 12 for 27 lifetime. Don't take too short a price on this horse, but I think he's a justifiable favorite and can get the job done coming into this race pretty well. Another horse that is cutting back a little bit in distance but could get there is the four-horse Nicodemus. This horse is coming off a lifetime best in the Westchester, which is a prep for this race. He's stepping up, I think, a little bit into deeper waters with the caliber of horses, but this horse is more than capable of getting it done. But I'm going to take a flyer here with the two-horse, Stand the Man. This horse is an in-front horse. They're going to say that it was the slop that improved him. I don't think it was. This horse ran second, got beat a neck in the Westchester at a mile. Prior to that, when he ran a mile at Aqueduct in the Stymie, he got wiped out and just could not come close into this race. He just wasn't himself. The race before that, he ran another huge buyer. Coming off a real nice work at Belmont, I'm expecting Stand the Man to go to the front, and I think he can go all the way. So I'm going to take the two-horse Stand the Man to win the True North, and I'm going to put Nicodemus, the 4, and the 7, Whitmore, with him in exactas. The ninth race is the New York, grade 2, a mile and a quarter on the inner turf. Inner turf is speed favoring, but in this race, man, I don't know where I'm going to go here. But I do know where I'm going to go. A couple of horses in here I'm looking at a price is the 3-horse Giant Zinger. This horse has some speed, ran competitively down at Gulfstream over the winter, came back over a soft Belmont turf course in the Sheepshead Bay, had the lead, gave it up, ran third, got beat 6 lengths in only a 5-horse race. But this horse can fit into your number this weekend. The 1-horse, Holy Helena, trained by James Jerkins. This horse has 3 starts at Belmont with 1 win. Again, another horse has been off since March. Has some little bit of late foot here. Gets Franco, saves ground from the rail. Another horse could be placed in here at a price. The 6 and the 8, both trained by Chad Brown, are going to get way, way over bet. The 8-horse, Homerik, one race in this country in the Bouguer on May 11th, looked real strong in that race. Went off at 85 cents on a dollar, 6 to 5 morning line tomorrow. This horse is probably going to go off 3 to 5, and I'm not going to want any bit of 3 to 5, which is why I'm going to go to the 4-horse, Lady Montdor, trained by Tom Albertrani. This horse is another horse that ran in the Sheepshead Bay on that soft track, but this horse has the best early speed, I think, in the race. Could upset the apple cart at 10 to 1. I'm going to take a shot with him with the 4, Lady Montdor, the 1, Holy Helena, and the 3, Giant Zinger. After that, where'd the race go?
I have no idea.
What's the race? 10? What did they do? They screwed this up yesterday? Yeah, they didn't. No, where'd the Belmont go? 9? 10? You know what I'm doing?
What?
I'm doing the wrong day.
Okay.
Tomorrow's the 8th, right?
Tomorrow's the 8th.
I took the wrong day.
Okay.
All right, so you got some extra races today.
Okay, give us the Belmont now.
What a ding-dong. I took the wrong day.
Technical difficulties.
All right, here. I got a couple ones real quick. The 9th race tomorrow is the Met Mile. That's why I thought when I was doing the Westchester, something was off. Mackenzie's going to be the big favorite in here, the 2-horse. Matol's going to get another shot in this race. But I'm looking at 2 horses here. One is the 7, Forenzi Fire. Every time this horse runs at Belmont Park, he runs the race of his life. He's 3 for 3 there, coming off 106 buyer in the Run Happy. Forenzi Fire is the 7-horse, going to be my top pick in the 9th tomorrow in the Met Mile. A horse I'm going to look to upset the apple cart in a big way is the 3-horse, Tale of Silence. This horse is 30-1 morning line, 5 starts at Belmont with 3 wins in a second. This horse runs every time at Belmont Park, training lights out, 30-1 a must use. So a 7-5-5-7 in the Met Mile, which is tomorrow. The 10th race real quick is the Manhattan. The 8-horse in here, Bricks and Mortar, probably the best turf horse in the United States right now. Going to be very, very tough to beat this horse. So one play in the Manhattan tomorrow is the 8-horse, Bricks and Mortar. Now to the Belmont, which I had in the wrong pile. It's the 11th race tomorrow. Goes off at 6:37. Couple horses I'm looking at in here. Everfast was closing real fast in the Preakness last time, running second at 29-1. He's going to be everybody's wise guy playing here tomorrow, but I don't really see it. Master Fencer made up a lot of ground in the Kentucky Derby in a slop track. Had a bit of issues between the Derby and now. Is he ready? Is he not ready? If he's got to be around 10-1 for me to use tomorrow in the Belmont underneath. And my pick tomorrow is not going to be the favorite, the 10-horse Tacticus. My pick is going to be the 9, War of Will. It's a very weak field of three-year-olds this year, we've been saying all year. This horse is finally coming into his own. The big story this weekend should be War of Will getting robbed of a Triple Crown attempt by Maximum Security, and not Maximum Security losing the Kentucky Derby because of a steward's decision. We would be looking at a potential Triple Crown winner running at Belmont tomorrow in the 9 War of Will, and I think he's going to get the job done. So my top pick in the Belmont tomorrow is the 9 horse War of Will.
All right there, Mr. Kazi, relax.
Well, you got extra races today, folks. You got a couple extras.
Relax today, have a great weekend, and I'll speak to you Monday.
You got it. Have a great weekend.
Take care, Mike. Mike Kazi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.